Good afternoon. This is your RTL Today News at 5 p.m. I'm John Baker. Luxembourg's former Minister of Defence, François Bauche, and former Army Chief of Staff, Alain Duchesne, will not face criminal prosecution for the 2019 shell explosion at the Waldhof military camp. The decision was confirmed by the judicial administration today, closing a case that stemmed from the incident, which left two dead and two injured. A study published by Eurostat has found that Luxembourg has the second lowest number of households with low to no employed members in the European Union, with 3.9%, slightly behind Slovenia at 3.5%, while the EU average sits at 7.9%. This study looks at individuals under the age of 64 living in a household that fails to work less than 20% of their potential work hours in a year. The Minister of Foreign Affairs and the Chamber of Commerce have announced that the Luxembourg Pavilion at the 2025 World Expo in Osaka attracted 379,000 visitors, including approximately 1,000 residents of the Grand Duchy, with an average of 2,250 visitors per day over the six-month event. The pavilion maintained an occupancy rate of around 95% and has been hailed the event as a success. In international news, France's highest court has ruled against ex-president Nicolas Sarkozy over illegal financing of his 2012 re-election bid, the second definitive conviction for the former head of state. The Court of Cassation upheld the ruling of an appeals court last year and had ordered he serve a six-month term with an electronic bracelet, plus another 6 months suspended. A British driver broke down in court today as he dramatically changed his plea and admitted deliberately ploughing his car into crowds at Liverpool's Premier League victory parade last May, injuring scores of people. Paul Doyle had always denied the 31 criminal charges, but on the second day of his trial, and as prosecutors prepared to begin presenting their evidence against him, the 54-year-old sensationally reversed course. Sports now. In rugby first, Luxembourg's men's extended squad has been announced for their upcoming fixture against Estonia in the Rugby Europe Conference. James Kent named the 26-man group for the must-win game, with four potential new caps being rewarded for their club performances. Louis Dara, Grasshoppers Club Zurich, Gauthier Fontanive, the RC Wolfedonge, Melville Rupert and Casimir Yandel from RC Luxembourg. And finally, in Champions League football, and Tijani Reinders has insisted there will be no loss of nerve at Manchester City following their surprise defeat by Bayer Leverkusen in the Champions League. City manager Pep Guardiola felt confident enough to make 10 changes to his team, only for the side to lose 2-0 at home to the Bundesliga outfit last night. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. It's been generally sunny and dry today, with small showers as well, and it should remain dry for the remainder of the day. The current temperature is around 4 degrees, although, as ever, it does feel slightly colder.